talking about your getting ready routine.
Well, I didn't mean to trigger you this much. All I said was I get a text from my man asking me if I started getting ready, and it was only 10 a.m. and our date was at 7, and I was a little offended that he was taking a dig at me taking too long to get ready.
You start getting ready yet?
9 hours ahead
Excuse
of time.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I started telling my wife, I lied to her.
It was funny. I did laugh for a second. Yeah.
I lie and I say when we have to be places.
That's smart.
If we have to be there at 6:30, I'll say we have to be there at 6.
And it works.
It works, too.
Oh, it's genius.
Because we're still running late.
You could lie to me and I wouldn't know the difference.
And then at 6:15, she's like, we're running late. And I'm like, no, we're fine. We're fine. I lied to you.
And then she can breathe and relax.
Yes. Good morning, Kiss FM. What is your name, huh? Hello?
This is Emily.
Emily, how long is your getting ready routine? How long does it take you to get ready?
It literally takes me 30 minutes.
Okay.
From shower all the way to work. 30 minutes.
Wait, 30 minutes including your commute?
Hold on.
30 minutes including my commute.
Do you work across the street?
Right. Do you work in your basement?
I mean, I work about like 3 miles from work. I get very blessed that way.
Okay.
But wait, is this when you wash and dry your hair as well or what?
Yes.
So how long is your hair?
Thank you.
My hair is like a little bit below shoulder length.
So like mine.
Okay, longer hair.
Do you wear makeup?
I do wear makeup as well, and I have to put my eyebrows on every day.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
That might be a record right there.
Riggs is getting triggered by all the women texting and saying, I get ready in 30 minutes.
30
like, he's
minutes.
He's getting crazy
30
right
minutes.
Now.
What are you, a magician or some sort of wizard? Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Emily.
I said 30 minutes to an hour, and somebody texted in and said, if I shower the night before, it takes me 10 to 20 to do my hair and makeup. If I don't shower and everything, it takes me 30 to an hour. Sometimes my husband takes longer.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Erica.
Erica, are you calling about getting ready in the morning? How long, or getting ready in general, how long it takes you?
Yes.
How long does it take you?
Okay. So I have a counter to how long it takes me to get ready.
A counter? Like what?
It takes me an hour to get ready.
Okay.
No question. Mm-hmm. From beginning to end.
What do you have, like a timer? You set a counter, like a timer in your bathroom that you set?
Absolutely. Super punctual, I promise.
Okay. Is that because of somebody else in your house that's like, get your act together, let's go?
Exactly. My husband. Here's the thing.
Everybody says they're annoyed by their man telling them to hurry up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, wait. So when my husband is sitting here giving me the count updates, 60 minutes, 59, 58, what else could he be doing? Like, we have two children.
Yes.
So
Riggs, what's he doing?
That's all I'm saying.
Riggs, what's he doing?
During that hour,
can I tell you something?
Doing something else?
Okay, not every, but a lot of women I know always want to know why their man's always in the bathroom so long.
I think we've triggered her, by the way.
We have triggered her. You're triggering everyone today.
Yeah.
My sister's
Absolutely.
Like, what is my husband doing in the bathroom for 30 minutes? Yet he's in there with the iPad, isn't he, honey?
Uh-huh.
What is he doing for taking so long? I'm like, he's hiding. Have you not picked this up from men that hide in the bathroom? I'm convinced they hide in the bathroom.
Well, yeah, we're really using the bathroom.
But doing something else during that hour? When I get finished,
he's got technology.
Ready to go?
Nah.
Well, see, your husband's different because he has two kids, so he's hiding from two children
you.
So
that's right.
Me, myself, I'm in there because I just take my time. I have nothing else to do, so I'm going to get my own alone time in there. That's when nobody can bother you in the bathroom.
Everyone's been triggered.
That's not unfair because you too could have the same thing. Go sit down in the bathroom, lock the door. No problem.
Right,
no questions asked.
My kids would leave the house naked with no shoes.
That's not your problem. You're indisposed. Hello.
Don't you get why they hide and don't do anything? And it's not their fault. They're in the bathroom, not well.
See, then when Child Protective Services knocked on the door, you say, I had Taco Bell. That's what I was doing. What are you doing?
See?
Go get my children.
These texts, man.
Thanks
getting
for calling.
So many texts about how the husband takes longer, which
That's
is cracking
crazy.
Me up.
Yeah.
And by the way, I just want to say this all started with a text from Pottery Guy who said, you getting ready yet?
Right.
When our date wasn't until 7 and it was 10 a.m. So the person that texted in and said, I think his text shows personality. I didn't think it's funny.
Yes.
I'm sure he didn't mean any offense. He didn't. I laughed so hard at that text, but it still made me laugh because he constantly complains.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm the problem. Riggs constantly gets triggered by this
constantly.
Because he waits for hours. I think 30 minutes to an hour is pretty fair, man.
My wife is 2 hours if she has to wash her hair, at least 2 hours.
That's
and an
crazy.
Hour if she doesn't. An hour if she doesn't. But I got to keep on her because that's how I roll in
my gosh.
House. Man.
The hair.
I know, right? Just shave it. Shave
the
hair.
Air dry and then the dry?
Yep.
I don't get it.
You don't need it.